Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
We leave you this week in some hot water, but don't worry, you're not in trouble. Yellowstone National Park is known for its geothermal features, and hot springs are the most common. This small hot spring percolates right into the Yellowstone River. Jeff Rice enjoyed the bubbling and recorded it for the University of Utah Marriott Library, westernsoundscape.org. Today, Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. The crew of our very first program back in 1991 included Gary Covino, Peter Thompson, Lisa Weiner, Jim St. Louis, Deborah Stavro, and George Holmesy. Our original theme music was by Michael Aaron, and Bruce Gellerman helped design the billboard. You can hear all of the first broadcast of Living on Earth, that's 1,000 episodes ago, by going to loe.org. I'm Steve Curwood, and a word of thanks to all of you who over the years have made Living on Earth, and now its younger sibling, MyPlanetHarmony.com, possible. It's been a wonderful journey so far.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org, and Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.